Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into the third and final hour. Benjamin Fulford is coming up in the next segment for the balance of the hour from Tokyo, Japan. The report also notes, continuing on fluoride, that a series of epidemiological studies in China have associated high fluoride exposure with lower IQs. So did the Irish studies, German studies. The U.S. and England discovered this in the 20s. Again, I'm going to explain that to you. Epidemiological studies and tests on lab animals suggest that high fluoride exposures increase the risk of bone fracture, especially in vulnerable populations such as the elderly and diabetics, writes Fagan. Fagan interviewed Steve Levy, director of the Iowa Fluoride Study, which tracked about 700 Iowa children for 16 years. 9-year-old Iowa children who lived in communities where the water was fluoridated were 50% more likely to have mild fluorosis than 9-year-old children living in non-fluoridated areas of the state, writes Fagan. And again, this Scientific American thing is a total whitewash, as bad as it sounds. The study adds to a growing literature of shocking scientific studies proving fluoride linked with all manner of health defects, even as governments in the West, including recently the UK, make plans to mass medicate the population against their will with the deadly toxin. And again, they put it in all the foods that are processed, folks, so you can't get away from it even just drinking clean water. Non-fluoridated. In 2005, a study conducted by Harvard School of Dental Health found that fluoride in tap water directly contributes to cancer, to causing bone cancer in young boys. Massive increase. New American research suggests that boys exposed to fluoride between the ages of 5 and 10 will suffer an increased rate of osteosarcoma, bone cancer, between the ages of 10 and 19, according to a London Observer article about the study. You know, that's why there's so many. I know a lot of people losing their boys and girls. It's just, oh, dying of cancer. Well, you're 3, you're 4, you're 10, you're supposed to, you know. Massive onset of childhood cancers. A lot of money being made, you know. It's all part of the love. Government wouldn't hurt you. No, they just didn't know what it did. They care about you. They want to keep you safe from all the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda they say are everywhere. Based on the findings of the study, there was respected environmental working group lobbied that have fluoride in tap water be added to U.S. government classified list of substances known or anticipated to cause cancer in humans. Cancer rates in the U.S. have skyrocketed, with 1 in 3 people now contracting the disease in some stage in their life, from 1 in 33. The link to bone cancer has also been discovered by other scientists, but a controversy ensued after it emerged that Harvard professor Chester Douglas, who downplayed the contention in his final report, was in fact editor-in-chief of the Colgate Oral Health Program, a quarterly newsletter funded by Colgate Palmolive Co., which, by the way, funded eugenics in the 30s, which makes fluoridated toothpaste. And in August 2006, Chinese study found that fluoride in drinking water damages children's liver and kidney function. Fluoride is a waste byproduct. This is a fact page with links. Is a waste byproduct of fertilizer and aluminum industry, and is also part of Part 2 poison under the UK Poisons Act of 1972. Now, again, the stannous and sodium fluoride they take from industry has hundreds of heavy metals, Grignard reagents, toxins in it. Go read for yourself. That was in the article, too, but it's much worse than they even say. They take actual toxic waste. It's not just the fluoride hitting you and hitting you hard. It's hitting all of us. People didn't used to be this dumb. Yeah, until I was 18, it was eating holes in my brain. I used to drink tap water and feel sick after. It wasn't placebo. I didn't know about fluoride. I remember brushing my teeth every morning and getting real sick and feeling real bad. It doesn't matter, does it? It's just going to continue. And the nurseries around the country get insurance breaks if they force it on the children. Just guzzling it, guzzling the death down. Again, the government loves you. Don't listen to conspiracies. Drink more of it. We'll be right back. I didn't even scratch the tip of the iceberg.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've had him on twice in the last week. We're very honored that he's joined us again from Japan. I've been very gracious with his time. BenjaminFulford.com is the website. I'll properly introduce our guest in just 1 minute. Before I do that, I want to finish up this fluoride story because it ties into the eugenics in the same operation. Fluoride is a waste byproduct of the fertilizer and aluminum industry. The other heavy metals and toxins are mixed equally with it and added to the water supply. According to Part 2, poison under the UK Poisonous Act of 1972, fluoride is one of the basic ingredients in Prozac, fluoxetine, hydrochlorine, and sarin nerve gas. And then we give the breakdown of that, isopropyl methyl phosphoryl fluoride. The U.S. Air Force Major George R. Jordan testified before the Un-American Activities Committee of Congress in 1950 that in his post as the U.S.-Soviet liaison officer, the Soviets openly admitted to using fluoride in the water supplies in their concentration camps to make their prisoners stupid, docile, and subservient. And then you can go to the congressional record. He entered the documents in. See, it wasn't a wild conspiracy theory. We developed it and learned it because they had fluoride spills here and in Europe. And the Chinese had fluoride spills. That's why all their studies showed it, and they can't believe we put it in our water. Because they did the same studies we did in the 20s and 30s and the 80s and 90s and found that when they accidentally had spills of it, massive brain damage, huge cancer increases, even in a few parts per million. I mean, there's literally tens of thousands of studies on this because it's been studied so much. But let me just finish up. The first organized occurrence of fluoridation drinking water on Earth was found in Nazi Germany's prison camps. The Gestapo had little concern about fluoride's supposed effect on children's teeth. Their alleged reason for mass medicating water with sodium fluoride was to sterilize humans and force the people in the concentration camps into calm submission. Reference book, The Crime and Punishment of I.G. Farben by Joseph Borkin. There's also a bunch of other famous World War II books. One of them got a Pulitzer Prize covers that. And 97% of Western Europe had rejected fluoridation water due to the known health risk. However, 10% of Britons drink it, and the UK government is trying to fast-track fluoridation in the entire country's water supply.
Because they care about your teeth.
Of course, all the studies actually show it destroys your teeth. It actually says it rots holes and it makes them fall apart. In Germany, Belgium, and Luxembourg, fluoridation of water was rejected because it was classified as compulsive medication against the subject's will and therefore violated fundamental human rights. These are all sourced. In November 2006, the American Dental Association, ADA, advised that parents should avoid giving babies fluoridated water because of brain damage. But you go to the baby store, go to the grocery store, it says extra fluoride for your baby. Then their teeth come in all yellow with rot holes in them and their brain damaged. And you go, oh, more water. Oh, I love the government. Look, yuppies, you better stop trusting them. Sources of fluoride include fluoride dental products. That's one of the biggest ones. But it's toothpaste. That's why it says if you swallow a dot size of it, call poison control. Fluoride pesticides, fluoridated pharmaceuticals, that's most of the Prozacs, processed foods made with fluoridated water, and tea. And you drink your tea. Click here to find out if your water supply is poisoned with deadly fluoride. Okay, that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Mr. Fulford, thank you for graciously joining us. You've got the floor. I know you've talked about the Asians now learning about this, too. This ties right into the whole global eugenics program, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we witnessed, you know, these people really trying to, you know, enslave humanity by murdering and traumatizing a large minority of alive people on the planet. I mean, there can be no doubt about this now. These people are criminally insane. That's the only way you can describe them.
And, how do you get the average Westerner? I mean, I know the Asians, and I believe your story fits in with the info we have, and you're a highly respected former Forbes writer who quit over being censored, for those that don't know, and got, you know, get interviews with David Rockefeller when he comes to Japan because of, you know, your record. I mean, a lot of your story checks out. Some of it, I'm not saying, doesn't check out. I just haven't been able to myself, you know, vet all because I haven't had time. But how do you get the average Westerner or even Asian out there to believe? I mean, who would want to get control and then put stuff in the water to make everybody docile that also takes dozens of years off their life?
You know, the conclusion I reached, and I'm, you know, it kind of hurts me to say this, but the conclusion I reached is that, you know, any change that happens is going to have to be top down. In other words, you're going to have to convince the elite, the smart people, the aware people, the ones who have figured out, you know, the ones who are not totally enslaved, that the situation is really wrong, and get them to act. And my belief is at the end of the day, the people who, you know, only get their information from the television screen are just going to have to change when suddenly everything that's on the television screen changes. So we have to deal with the people who decide what's on the TV screen first. I mean, that's the conclusion I reached. I mean, I think the average Westerner is just too far deeply brainwashed now to be helped without changing the content of the brainwash they're being fed. So it's really a media war. Like you say, InfoWars, as you say, is really where it's at. I mean,
well, Benjamin, if you go to Asia, though, I mean, if you go to Asia, they arrest you if you talk bad about the king and queen of Thailand. A lot of Asians know about corruption, know about big government, but they're also under corrupt systems themselves.
Well, I mean, it really varies, of course, and you know, there are some deep cultural changes. For example, in Thailand, what I found with the king and queen there is that the people really do have some kind of deep respect because they think of it as a symbol of themselves as a whole, right? And the queen and the king there keep their respect by basically staying out of day-to-day stuff and only, you know, getting involved when it's clear that they need to. But if they try to constantly stay in power, then that respect vanishes. I mean, that's the situation, at least in Thailand. So it really varies from place to place.
Now, I know some folks from Thailand, and they absolutely worship the king and queen. Well, let's continue where we left off, just kind of in a nutshell or a thumbnail, kind of recap what we covered in the last two interviews, the basics of how you were approached. And then we got to the point of you're interviewing David Rockefeller, you know, the secret society, the Asian mafia, the lower level that intersects with it, says to you, go give them this message. That the Asian elite is going to start killing members of the New World Order and Illuminati if they continue or if they release a race-specific bioweapon as they believe SARS was. Now, again, you talk about population reduction. You talk about secret societies in Asia. I know all that's real. I mean, I know you're a real reporter. But, I mean, you have to know this is, you know, at that point is where, I'm not saying you lose me, but I also get concerned because I'm not calling for violence. I think the elite have a right to use bioweapons to kill all of us because they are the supreme rulers. I'm being sarcastic. But at the same time, I mean, I understand what you're saying, what this mafia is saying. You know, they're saying, don't kill us or we'll fight back. I mean, that's a normal response. But we are in the age where Iran's been told if they fight back, they'll be called terrorists and nuked. So it's kind of a new system we live in. And I kind of think of it as, you know, dangerous to... But, I mean, I have to let you report on it because this is reportedly what they told you. So go ahead.
Well, again, what happened was that, you know, I was completely believing their propaganda and promoting it, you know, for years, right? Everything, I mean, like Forbes magazine is basically, it's like a kind of pornography for the rich elite, you know? It's like... you know, leave everything to the rich people to decide, and that will be for the best, right? And this is the sort of propaganda we've all been sort of inundated with. And what happened was by actually, you know, being involved in reporting and meeting the elite and started to realize that, you know, there was something fundamentally wrong with what they were saying. And when I discovered that they really were trying to kill people and billions of people, I wrote about this in Japanese in magazines and books. And they approached me and said, yes, we realize the same thing, that, you know, they are trying to kill us with bioweapons and stuff. And, you know, is there some way we can help you? And, I was the one who gave them the idea. I sort of thought about this when they first approached me, you know. And remember, I studied in the university Asian studies, Chinese studies, so I knew that there were these secret societies in Asia. I mean, they had influenced their history many times in the past. That's in the history books. That's a matter of historical record, right? So it was not something that was, you know, totally new to me, but what surprised me was that these people were still around. But when they came to me, the first thing I thought was, well, maybe they could, you know, play 911 videos in Chinatown movie theaters and stuff, right? But then I realized, wait a minute. These societies have, you know, 6 million members, and they're everywhere. And the Westerner people, the people in the West, are ruled by an elite of about 10,000 people. And I started to think, wait a minute, that's 6 million against 10,000. So I was the guy who, you know, I remembered the movie Kill Bill, where they had this scene where these two women were fighting. And it looked like it was going to be a long and nasty fight, but one of the women had only one eye, right? And suddenly the other woman grabbed the last eye and pulled it out. I said, oh my God, that's what you got to do. You've got to target the eye on the top of the pyramid and the $1 bill.
Stay
there.
Stay
that idea.
There, Benjamin Fulford. Let's come back and hear more about these meetings, what they said when you gave them this idea, right here on the GCN Radio Network.
RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700. And let's take America back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend.
All right, let's go back to Benjamin Fulford, investigative journalist living in Japan. Benjamin, this is intriguing. I mean, specifically, what was your, you know, first you get called by the emperor's granddaughter, then you talk to Japanese intelligence people. When did you start actually meeting with the secret society slash mafia groups, and how many meetings did you have? I mean, at first they were just bringing up, hey, your elite wants to kill everybody. And then you thought about it and told them this plan, and then they said, oh, yeah, that's a good idea?
Well, I mean, what happened was, I put out a book in Japanese, which had a lot of the basic, you know, conspiracy stuff that's going on in the West. You know, that they created these diseases to kill people, and that they were, you know, trying to enslave humanity. And what happened was they approached me and said, "Well, yeah, we found out the same thing. Can we help you?" And I thought about it. I said, "Yes, you know, target the elite." And then what happened was I ended up flying to Taiwan and meeting the senior members of this society. And they were very, very powerful people in the Chinese government, the top gangsters of all the, you know, the heads of all the Asian
Describe
gangs.
That. I mean, you don't have to say the place, but it was in a big building and at a lodge in the country. Where was it?
It was a, we met in a Chinese restaurant, a moderate Chinese restaurant on the second floor of a small building. I mean, the society does not go for luxury or decadence. It was a modest place where we
ate. No conspicuous consumption.
No conspicuous. I mean, again, the difference between this society and the one that runs the West is that, you know, they cannot. They have a rule. They cannot use this for personal profit. It can only be activated when everybody is at threat, and that's what makes it different and powerful. But I mean, the people I met were extraordinarily famous and powerful people. Some of them, were not. I'd never heard of before, but I mean, there could be no doubt about the membership of the people I met, and you know, they're basically saying, you know, because they're trying to kill us, we have to activate ourselves again. So, their original, you know, stance, which still stands, is that they will not make the first move. In other words, now that they've woken up, they gave one warning. If you try one more move, that's it. And so far, you know, the Western elite did not try, and you know, remember, the finance minister of Japan, Heizo Takenaka, okay, who was a disciple of Henry Kissinger, who, again, as you know, works for David Rockefeller, sent a self-described assassin to threaten me and offer me a bribe at the same time. And after the Chinese society, the Asian society approached me, I turned around and said, "Wait a minute. I don't have to listen to you people. I can have you all killed with just one email."
Is that what the Asian society told you?
Well, I mean, they asked me what they could do. I said, "Well, look, you know, there's 6 million of you and there's 10,000 of them. I mean, think about it." And they said, "Yeah, okay." And they were ready to kill like 200 people simultaneously. And I said, "Wait a minute. Let's first give them a chance." And they came back to me, and they told me this crazy story how, you know, they said that, "Look, you know, what's happening is that the Bush regime is part of a 50-year plan by Bush Sr., George Bush Sr., to turn America into a Nazi-style fascist republic. And that this scheme is failing, that because 9/11 was too obvious and too many people understood, that they had decided 2 years ago that the New World Order was not going to work. And so they were going to forget about that and shift to a new plan which involves a world government based on the EU, the European Union."
Yeah, I have to tell you, Benjamin, that I've been saying this, for 10 years, and I have UN documents. They've always planned to discredit America while America built the New World Order, then claim we were like the old Soviet Union, and then it all shifts over to the, quote, liberal side, the European Union. I just want you to know that's all staged, but I'm sure you know that. Stay there. Amazing story, and so much of it checks out. We're going to talk to Benjamin Fulford. Long segment, not a quick break. When we get back, we'll talk to Benjamin Fulford. This is quite a story he's telling, and that's why we're bringing it here to you, because so much of it checks out. And now we have members of the Japanese parliament on national TV saying 9/11 is an inside job. This guy interviews David Rockefeller.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
WorldNet Daily today, 7-year plan aligns U.S. with Europe's economy, rules, regs to be integrated without congressional review. This very meeting is in Endgame, and we document it all. Now you see it in the news. They're merging the EU with the U.S. right now. The incredible bravado, the chutzpah, to do this right in front of everyone. It's not the kill. Benjamin Fulford is our guest. BenjaminFulford.com. I hope you'll visit PrisonPlanet.com and get a copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Six U.S. senators and 49 House members are advisors for a group working toward the transatlantic common market between the U.S. and the European Union, fully integrated by 2015. The Transatlantic Policy Network is already merging the bureaucracies through a non-governmental organization headquartered in Washington and Brussels. It is advised by the bipartisan Congressional TPN Policy Group, chaired by Senator Robert Bennett, Republican of Utah. And that's all covered in more detail in Endgame. And that brings me back to Benjamin Fulford. Benjamin, again, I believe you were approached by these groups. And I believe that even a lot of them believe what they're being told. But I know the key to black ops and cloak and dagger is that there's a lot of times other wheels within wheels, other agendas. And I've seen the Asians in China and in Japan, though I know they were dominated and captured. But going back from the U.S. working with Mao when they were fighting the Japanese, the Flying Tigers, the whole nine yards. And I really just see too much lockstep with the New World Order there. I know these factions compete with each other from time to time, but there's the overall rule of feeding on the people. My statement on this is that I have you on, and I'm not endorsing one way or the other the things that you're saying. I don't want to see elitists start getting killed because that will escalate things rather quickly. A lot of times there's even worse people behind them. Any more than I want to see what Dick Cheney called for, the to legitimize race-specific bioweapons and to kill certain races, as he said in PNAC, September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses. By the way, look it up, ladies and gentlemen. Are you worried about yourself, them coming after you? I mean, are you worried about, you're out here talking about how, the Asian Secret Society will kill 200 people? I mean, the globalists, if that starts happening, will launch nuclear attacks on China and places like that. They will release the bioweapons. I mean, I don't want to just say it's so one-sided that it's only, a few thousand, versus 6 million in the society, because the globalists have their compartmentalized minions that they have their whole continuity of government. I'm afraid the globalists could use a mass hit as a way to bring in even more tyranny. I mean, this is serious stuff you're talking about.
Well, one thing you have to realize is that militarily now, they don't have that ability anymore, okay? The Chinese, the Russians, the Indians, especially the Chinese and Russians, they have been dealing with these people for a long time. And basically in the 1960s, when the Soviet Union and China nearly went to nuclear war, the Chinese built a huge system of underground cities where they could put their entire population deep underground, okay? So the Chinese have a policy of being able to survive and win a nuclear war. And they are saying quite clearly to the elite, look, if it comes down to that, we can put everybody underground and we can destroy 300 American cities, okay? And the Americans cannot put their people underground.
Now, they even had a Communist Party chief, I forget his name, you're an expert on this, in the late 60s, you said, let's go ahead and have a nuclear war. We're going to win it because we don't mind losing half our population.
Yeah, and the situation is still the same. I mean, I think Chairman Mao used to talk about the Chinese-Finnish border, okay? Talking about taking all of Siberia back for the Asians, right? Now, that they don't say that stuff now, but the point is that the U.S. government, the Western elite, has lost the ability to militarily win, okay? If you just, the Pentagon apparently had 9 different war games, with China as a possible enemy.
What about all this
they lost?
What about all the South China Sea stuff where their subs are shadowing fleet, the carrier?
Well, I mean, you had the U.S. 7th Fleet in the middle of a military exercise, right, involving Taiwan, okay? And a Chinese sub surfaced right behind the aircraft carrier, okay? Now, if that was real war, that was it. I mean, what they've shown is that American aircraft carriers are obsolete. They are no longer a viable military instrument. They're sitting ducks, basically. They've got missiles that can sink them. They got subs that can sink them.
Now, they are good for bullying third world countries and exterminating people.
Well, but again, what's happened is a turning point has been reached, okay? the elite that ruled the West used to have the superior sort of world view. And the people in the rest of the world said, okay, at the end of the day, these are the people who brought us the Industrial Revolution. They have this overwhelming military power. They know how to develop the world. And so they agreed to go along with them. But that has changed. There's been a fundamental realization that...
Yeah, they're calling this century...
The West is similarly insane.
Exactly, but they're calling this... Well, it's like Nero. They're calling this century the Chinese century... And we know that they've developed all these race-specific bioweapons. And it is true that the elite, to a lot of sociologists, top experts, professors who know the elite, they all say the elite isn't as smart or cunning or hardworking. And the old guard, the David Rockefellers, the Kissingers, are getting old now. And that their functionaries don't even follow what their think tanks and experts tell them. But that makes it even more scary. I mean, you've got a lot of elitists who basically... are too busy in their spare time dressing up like women and, you know, or, you know, doing one of a thousand different decadent things, just prancing around or too busy, you know, kidnapping kids and all the things they do, like elites have always done, marrying their horses, whatever. So every angle I look at this, it's going to end up real bad.
Well, I mean, that's the trick, isn't it? How do you have a peaceful transition? And, again, you know... What the elite said, I mean, they actually approached me and said, look, we understand that this attempt by Mr. Bush Sr. to turn America into a fascist republic is ending, and we realize that we cannot rule the planet anymore, but we do not want to end our rule in such a nasty and unpleasant way. We would like to show the world, you know, the good stuff we can do before we, you know, resign. I mean, that's the story they gave me. And I believe this is the global warring faction that was approaching me. So they said, okay, we understand this war on terrorism thing, you know, was a failure and it exposed us and it makes us look very bad and we don't want to end things like that. We would like to show the good stuff we can do before we, you know,
well, I know this. You never see any Chinese. You do see Arabs at Bilderberg Group meetings, Club of Rome meetings, where eugenics is the main plate of the day, and, you know, getting rid of those horrible yellow people as the main drive. Why the Arabs are involved, because the British shut it up. But here's the problem. The globalists, the Trilateral Commission, and the CFR made the decision to give the Chinese our bases, to give them the Panama Canal, to set up policies that would accelerate the movement of our industry permanently overseas. They have strategic alliances with the Arabs. So I see the New World Order dealing forever with the communists, with the Asians. They help set them up, Benjamin. That's really the big hole. And I understand they also war with each other. I just see too much real, you know, collaborative effort. Now, I know Hitler and Stalin collaborated and divided Poland and then attacked each other. I mean, I understand that's their nature. It's just I see too much. I mean, that was the globalist plan, was to have everybody have assets in each other's countries so the global kingpins don't destroy each other. But then, meanwhile, the globalists always stir it up to actually run over the next neighbor, and they do backstabbing things. There's wheels within wheels. I'm not even saying the group you're talking to may even believe this. They may think they're the penultimate power structure in Asia. In the physical manifestation of governments and industry and capital flow, I still see that they're in bed together.
Well, I mean, you know, if there is a mutual interest, right, you got to remember that the globalist thing is not a kind of a monolith, okay? You have, within the elite, you have people of all sorts. Most of them, you remember, nobody really wants to believe they're doing evil. They think they are doing what's best for the planet.
No, college of aristocrats, as you said. That's exactly who it is. And they believe that killing 80% is a wonderful, beautiful thing, and that they've been working for it for 100 years, stated, yeah.
But what you have to understand is that the West is in a... unique situation. I mean, you know, if you look at the rest of the world outside of the West, they have a very different worldview. And it took me a long time to understand this. I thought these Asians were superstitious. until I realized they were right. You know, we Westerners have been brainwashed. And what the story is that it's not the same thing among the Asian elite. They understand what's going on. And, you know, just to give an example, I was at the annual meeting, the general meeting of the main Japanese opposition party yesterday, the Democratic Party of Japan. We have the leader of this party, the man that's going to be Prime Minister of Japan. If opinion polls stay the way they are, he'll be a Prime Minister of Japan within a year. And he's saying stuff like, hey, we're no longer going to just obey the United States.
By the way, that's the same party that one of their senior members got up for 30 minutes and asked the current president in the Diet about 9/11 being staged and held up blow-ups of the famous videos of the firefighters saying bombs were going off that was molten lava. I mean, folks, it's really happening. And
yeah,
Fulford, you were saying, Fulford, you were saying 6 months ago that they knew about 9/11, this was all going to start coming out. And what scares me is everything you're saying is manifesting.
Well, I mean, it's still, you know, it's just at the beginning. I mean, I'm afraid to say this, Alex, but my view is that the people in the United States are too far gone. They're not going to be able to help themselves. The rest of the world is going to have to come and help them. But by having the main opposition party of Japan talk about 9/11 on national television broadcast throughout the country, okay, that sent a strong message. And that is having ripple effects. I mean, governments all over the world.
You had a ripple effect when one of the most respected living 7 years former head of intelligence goes public and says the U.S. staged terror attacks here. When I was intelligence chief, they staged 9/11 with Israel. I mean, having that announced, I mean, it is. It's starting to unravel.
Yeah, it really is. We're like, I keep saying this, we're like East Germans just before the Berlin Wall fell. Okay? These people, they thought they could somehow, you know, once they realized that they blew the cover with 9/11 and that people like you and me were suddenly became aware of the existence of this manipulative elite. They thought they could somehow, you know, put the genie back in the bottle, but it's not going to happen.
Well, Benjamin, I'll say this. When you talk about the American people, and I love what's left of us, but we really have been destroyed. I mean, it's the old thing of you have parents and grandparents and great-grandparents that built a nation. Now we're just a bunch of spoiled brats, arrogant, stupid, don't know how to plant a plant, don't know how to... I mean, you know, in the Depression, which isn't going to be half as bad as what we're about to have, unfortunately, 80% of people lived in the country, and it was still bad, and people starved. My God, if we have a Depression here, it's over, man. I mean, we're talking about total disintegration, and that's what Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and others are saying.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, you got to remember, the Americans have spent 60 years borrowing money from the rest of the world to maintain their lifestyles. It was like the old Imperial Rome, where the Romans were sitting around enjoying their, you know, circuses and their bread and not working, you know, and everybody else was shipping stuff to them until they became so decadent that they collapsed. And that's the situation that you find yourselves in the United States.
But let me expand on
that. Think about it. 5% of the world's population, 20% of the world's GDP, and 50% of the world's military expenditures. And that's all based on debt. You had to borrow $850 billion last year alone just to keep going.
No, but Benjamin Fulford, let me just expand on this. What I've always said for 12 years, what the deepest analysis is from the real people that aren't kooks, that are experts, and then it even came out later in UN documents and is that they were going to give us a fake left-right paradigm choice of world government, that they were going to, again, let the U.S. build up, collapse, make it look like we lived outside our means, which we certainly did. We took the bait, and then bring us into even greater tyranny, and under that pressure, the people would then accept total draft, total reindustrialization, and then a radical global expansion into 66, quote, rogue nations. And so, I don't just see a collapse happening. I think you're going to see a collapse, a rebuilding, and then, I mean, Dr. Roberts thinks that, too, that actually they're going to use the collapse, because the yuppies will do whatever they're told. They'll kill their neighbors. They'll murder children, if it means they still get to act tough and act rich. I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that at the end of the day, the the mistake these people made, okay, is that they somehow assumed that they would be able to control the whole thing. And what we're seeing is, now, they've lost control. They do not control South America anymore, okay? And you can tell that by the fact that they never really did. I mean, nobody from Mexico down south participated in World War I or World War II, okay? They've never really controlled South America. And now they've lost Russia because Putin kicked them out. He kicked out Berezovsky, Niezlev, Khodorkovsky, all the...
The six oligarchs.
Yeah, the six oligarchs who are basically working for, the you know, the former Standard Oil, the oil monopoly, okay? So what we're talking about is a group of families that controls oil. So the royal families of the Arab countries and the Western oil elite and their military buddies.
Benjamin Fulford, stay there, my friend. I want to come back and get some final comments. It's clear we'll have to do another interview in the next few weeks if you're up for that. BenjaminFulford.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gentlemen, we're about to go back to Benjamin Fulford. A message here from eFoods Direct, the big, huge banners you see at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, eFoodsDirect.com. As you know, food prices are going up as inflation increases, the valuation of the dollar. Get your year supply, your 2-month supply, whatever you're getting for your family now, before February 1st, because there will be price increases then. And if you haven't gotten it then, you still need it. There will be a sizable price increase for food supplies starting February 1st. Please make your plans accordingly. Call 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Also, Interfood, the great folks at Interfood, their prices are not going up. It's the best green food out there, bar none. 20 superfoods. This is just amazing stuff. Dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, and 14 other ingredients. That's just one of the products they've got at enerfood.com. Or go to prisonplanet.com. On the right-hand side, there's a banner. Link through there. Get 10% off. Order in bulk. Get an additional 20. That's 30% off. Or give them a call and tell them Alex Jones sent you and get the discount of 10%. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. enerfood.com. Get the vitamins and minerals and nutrients you need. And last but not least, don't forget, we're giving you 5+ months free right now, an introductory offer at prisonplanet.tv. Go check out the free 5+ months right now at prisonplanet.tv. Get in game, get you know, all the films, burn them to disc, give them to people. We don't have a prayer if you don't wake people up. Okay, I know a lot of people are waking up, but you know, when they're proving cloning, everything else, Benjamin Fulford, it's as if the elite... And they're doing this in China, too. It's everywhere. It's like humanity has gone crazy. I mean, when I know that they approve genetically engineered food all the time that knowingly kills all the rats that eat it, and, I mean, you know, 1 in 3 has cancer for 1 in 33, and everybody's getting sick, and, I mean, it's just, what? I mean, I know Europe and other areas aren't accepting it. Some of the Asians aren't accepting it, but we are here. What happened to us?
You know, what happened was you were basically... taken over by robber barons. You know, when I read history, I read about how the Standard Oil monopoly was broken up and how the robber barons were defeated, but the reality was that they won. So what you had was, you had a few very, very powerful and very, very decadent billionaires and now trillionaires who had so much money, they could hire all the brains they wanted. Right, they could hire every shrink
and eugenics. And eugenics was the craze when they got their total power, and so they've been on this. And it's literally the sons who were alive then that still run it, and so that's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're saying, "Hey, you know, we can enslave these people. I mean, we are chosen by evolution. We are special. We are smart. We're superior, and therefore." We should direct the planet according to our wishes. And what happened, though, is that they got arrogant and they got decadent. So what you're seeing is you're seeing a generation, a group of people who controlled things since, well, for 300 years, but especially in the U.S. since 1913, and they are about to lose power. That's what's happening. It's you know, I'm much more optimistic than you are because I'm in Asia. I can see that the end game is for them, not for everything else. Their plan.
Well, all
has
I know
failed.
Is for those of us here in the U.S., they're getting ready just to clobber us, I guess, and just throw fits and just beat the daylights out of us.
Well, the American people are going to be helped. I mean, everybody's going to come to their rescue because what's happened is they were borrowing from the entire planet. You know, the American people cannot maintain this huge army of theirs without borrowing from the rest of the world.
Well, we can't even pay anything back, and it's all fiat. It's just,
it's going to be like the Asian crisis. Remember, the Asian crisis, they were growing like crazy, and suddenly the foreigners
threw
their money.
I'm going to have you back on. Will you do it?
Do what they said.
Fantastic. We're out of time. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now. InfoWars.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.